Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Bechukosai by Chamishi. Perek Chavov Pasuk Yud. V'achaltem Yoshon Noishon. And you will eat that which is very, very old. V'yoshon Bifnei Chodosh Toitziyu. And you will remove the old to make way for the new things. What's Meintos, Dr. Rashi? V'achaltem Yoshon Noishon. And you will eat that which is very old. Hapeiros yiu mishtamrim. The fruits will be preserved. V'toivim lisyashin. And it will be good for being aged. Shehe yoshon hanoishon. The old thing is going to be that which has been aged. Shal sholishonim. Of 3 years, meaning 3 years old. Yofalechel. It will be better to eat. Mishal shtakit from the last year. V'yoshon mifnei chodesh tetziu. And you will remove the old to make way for the new. Sheyu agronais meleis chodesh, that the threshing floors will be full of this new crop. Via oitzois meleis yoshon, and the silos, the storehouses will be full of the old ones. Letzrichim atem lefanis oitzois, you're going to have to empty out the storehouses. Lemokim achata, another place. Loseis a chodesh lesoichon, to put the new crop into them. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Venosati mishkani besoichichem. Bonishim says, I will place my mishkan among you, v'loisigal nafshi eschem, and my nefesh, my soul, literally, it means, will not throw you out. In other words, it'll be disgusted itself of you. Zokrashi v'nasati mishkani, I'll place my mishkan, ze beis hamikdosh, this refers to the beis hamikdosh. V'loisigal nafshi, ein ruchi kotzevachem, my ruach, my spirit, Ibn Shalom says, is not going to be disgusted by you. Kol ge'ilo, any form of the word ge'ilo, which is the shayush is goal, loshin pleitas dover. This means to spit something out, to expel something. Habalua b'dover, something that's been absorbed by something else. Kemoid, like it says, nigal, in the pasuk, kisham nigal mogen yiboyrim, that which means that there the shield, the mogen of the mighty people, was thrown out, or spit up, or expelled. Loikibel ha-mashicha, it means it didn't absorb this smearing of what they smeared it with. Shemoishchin mogein shel or, they smear a mogein, a shield that's made out of leather, b'chelev mevushel, with cooked fat, k'tei lachlikim elov, in order to make it slide off of it. Makas chetz, that means the blow of an arrow, oichanis, or a spear, shelayikev or, that it should not make a hole in the leather. Okay. Pasuk Yud Beis.
Something that's part of the process,
yeah. Sati mishkani b'soichem.
Right,
it's not nechal. Right.
Oh.
Very good. Because I just wanted to point out, now that you mentioned that, there's an Eben Ezra that says that people say, he says such a sharp lashon there. He says the reichei hamoyach. Reikei hamoyach, empty-headed people say that there's more klolos than brachas. Zok Eben Ezra. He says they don't know what they're talking about. V'loy Eben Stibru. Let's see if I have it over here. Evan Ezra over here. He says it later, but this is bad. What you're saying, that everything's nichlal in the brachas. Here, he says that this is on Pasuk Yud Gimel, that it says, we'll see, it's Nasati Moitas, Ve'eshbar Moitas Ulchem. We'll see what that means. So Rashi says, Koimim Mius, what does that mean? Bekoimim Zakufa, means with upstanding, standing erectly. Vereke moyach omru, the empty-headed people say, ki haklolos rabbis me'abrochis, that the klolos are more than the brochis. V'loy omru emes, pashut, they're not speaking the truth. Rak nemru abrochis klal, the brochis were said in a general klolistic way. V'nemru beklolos pratim, just in the klolos there was pratim said, liro ulahafchid hashem, to pashut, scare the people. V'mestakil heitev, the Ebenezer says, someone that looks very well into this, he's bar loy dvorai. My words that I'm saying will be clear to him. But that's what it is. And if you read the brachas deeply, then you'll understand that there's much more there than in the klolos. Okay. Pasuk Yud Beis. Listen to this Rashi. You can hear Rashi. Mordechai Rashi over here. V'salachti b'soichichem. And the Ibn Shem says, I will walk among you. V'yisi lachem le'elokim. I will be a God to you. V'atem tiyu li la'om. And you will be a people to me. So Rashi, v'salachti b'soichichem, I'll walk among you. Atayeli mochem b'gan Eden. Baruch Hashem says, I'm going to go for a stroll with you in Gan Eden. Ki achad mikem, like one of you. V'lo yisiyu mizdazim mimenu. And you're not going to be tremble. You're not going to tremble because of me. Yochel, someone might think, lo yisiru mimenu, that you're not going to fear me. Talmud Loimer, the Torah says, no, I'll be a God to you that you can still fear me. Such a Moridek Rashi of Yatayli Mochim Gan Eden. Rashi says, I'm going to go for Shpatzir with you in Gan Eden. So Moridek Azach. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Miyos Lohem Avodim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. Eretz Mitzrayim from being there. Avodim, their slaves. Va'eshbar Moitis Ulchem. I broke the pegs of your all, of your yoke, and I led you away standing up straight, erectly. Zok Rashi, this ani Hashem Elokeichem v'goimer, kedai ani shetaminu bi. I deserve, the Baruch Hashem says, that you should believe in me. Shani yochel aseis kolei, that I could do all these things. Sharei, you see, otseisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of the land of Egypt. Vasisu lechem nisim gedoilem, I did these meridic miracles for you. Moitos, what does it mean? Pegs, kimin yosid, it's a type of a peg. B'shnei roshi ha'oil, at the two ends of the yoke. Hama'akvin ha'meseir, which stop the reins. Shaloi teitzim yirosh ha'shor, it should not come off the head of the axe. V'yatir ha'kesher, and should undo the tie. Kimoy, like it says the word, u'moitos in this pasuk. Asei l'cha meseiros u'moitos, make yourself reins and pegs. Kabila balaz, it means kabila, travil in old French. Kamimias means erectly, bekoimas kufa, with standing erectly. Pasuk yudalid. Now here's the klolas start. Vim lois ishmuli, the Baruch says, if you're not going to listen to me, v'loisasu, eis kol ha-mitzvois eilin, you're not going to do all my mitzvois. So Rashi, what does it mean? Lois ishmuli, if you're not going to listen to me, liyos ha-meilin ba-toyro, to toil and to labor in toyro. Lodas medrash chacham, to know the toyro shebichsav. Yochel, some might think l'kiyam mitzvahs. This is to the kiyam of mitzvahs, to fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Because Shmuel Amar says leisasu v'goymer, and you're not going to do the mitzvahs. Are kiyam mitzvahs? It's talking about the kiyam of the mitzvahs. Hamani mekayim. What do I use v'im leisishmuli? That if you're not going to listen to me, li yisam meilim b'toyer, to toil in Torah. Uma talmud loymer li. Why does the pasuk say li to me? Ein li elo zeh hamakir es riboynei. I would think that's dafka someone who's aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam, umiskaven limrid roy, and yet he still intends to rebel against him. V'chein b'nimrod, you see by Nimrod it says Gibor Tzayid, he was a mighty hunter lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. Shema Kiroy, he recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was aware of him. Umiskaven limrid roy, and he still intended to rebel against him. V'chein b'anshi Sodoim, you see the same thing by Sodoim. Royim v'chatoim l'Hashem oy, they were evil and they were sinful to Ribbono Shel Olam. Makirim es ribonim, they were aware of the ribonim shalolim. Umiskavn limrid, but nevertheless they intended to rebel against the ribonim shalolim. Loisasu mishaloi tilmadu. Once you're not going to learn, loisasu you're not going to do. Areshtei averus. And now that comes out, there's two averus. Oh, so that was pasuk yudalid, pasuk tesvov. Vim b'chu koisai timosu. And if you'll consider my chukim revolting, v'mes mishpotai tigal nafshechem, and my mishpotim, you'll reject. Levilti asayis es kol mitzvoisai, that you will not perform all my mitzvois. Lahafrechem es brisi, to annul my bris, my covenant that I made with you. So Rashi v'mechukoyse timosu, moyis bacher moyisim. This is someone who he can't stand when someone else performs a mitzvah. He does a choik. Why are you doing it? It shters him if someone else does a mitzvah. Levilti asois, meineas acherim. And this is a person that's even worse. He's meineas acherim asois from doing mitzvahs. This is another person that holds other people doing back from doing mitzvahs. Which Rashi? Oh, I missed it. Right, mishpati tigal nafshchem. What is that? That's soini chacham. That hates tamid chacham. That's a person that hates tamid chachamim. Levilti asois, he's meineas acherim me asois. He holds back other people from doing mitzvahs. As kol mitzvoisai koifer. He is a koyfer shalotzi visim. He says, I didn't command them. Lakach Nemer says, es kol mitzvahs, all my mitzvahs. V'lei Nemer doesn't say, es kol ha-mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. Lahafrechem is brisi. Koyfer be'ikr. He is koyfer nirbayna shalolam. Harei sheva averis. This is a cheshbin of seven averis. Harei shayin agereris ashnir. The first one brings on to the second one. Chein adashviyas, and so forth until the seventh one. Ve'eluhain, these are them, Rashi says. Loy lomad, he didn't learn. Loy also, he didn't do the mitzvahs. Moyis bacher, moyisim, he is disgusted and abhorred by others who do the mitzvahs. Soyni es hachachamim, he hates tamid hachamim. Meinei es hacherim, he prevents other people from doing the mitzvahs. Koyfer b'mitzvahs, he renounces all the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Koyfer b'ikr, and then he renounces that the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, he's koyfer in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk tezayin, what's going to happen? Af ani es ezois lachem. Bainshem says, I will also do this to you. Vifkadeti aleichem beholo, and I will assign over you panic. Es ashachefes, and wasting away. Vesakadachas, and burning fever. Michalois einayim, causing the eyes to. It's a lashon of we're going to see in Rashi. In English, it means to pine. Meaning that Rashi is going to say that a person has something to look forward to, and finally he'll get relief, and then he doesn't get it. Okay, medivais nofesh, and these are the nefashis that are going to have. They're going to feel anguish. Uzeratem larik zarachem, and you're going to sow your zera in vain. Va'achluhu oivechem, and your enemies will eat it. So Rashi, what is this gefreloch haklolo? V'ifkadeti aleichem, I will sign over you. V'tzivisi aleichem, I'm going to command upon you. Shachefes, wasting away. Choyli, this is a certain type of an illness. Shemeshachifes abasur, that wears away a person's basur, his flesh. Anapolis in French. Belaz. Doimel nefuach, it's someone that has been swollen. It's like someone that's swollen. Shehukalo nefichose, his swelling stopped. Umaris ponav zufa, but his appearance, the countenance of his face, it still looks swollen, and it looks like the flesh is sagging on him. Kadachas, this fever, this is an illness that it causes the body to inflame. Umechamemoyin, it heats it. Umaviroin, it makes it burn. Kemoy, like it says in the word kadachas, ki eish kotcha ba'api. The word kotcha, which means a fire burns in my nostrils. Same thing over here. This is an illness that inflames the ganze body. Michalo yiseinayim medivais nofesh, causing the eyes to pine and the souls to feel this terrible anguish. Hoinayim tsoifois, a person's eyes look forward. Vecholois lirois, and they can't wait to see. Sheyekel, that he'll have a little bit relief. Veyirofe, and he'll be cured. Vesoif, and what's going to be at the end? Shelo yirofe, he's not going to be cured. And all the nefashes of his family are going to feel this terrible anguish. B'moise, by his death, kol taiv, any desire that's not fulfilled, and it's extending, and it's extended yearning. He yearns for it for a long time. Kriya kilyan enoyim. That is what's called kilyan enoyim. Zeratem larik. Tizru, you're going to sow v'le sitzmach, but it's not going to sprout. V'im titzmach, but if, let's say, it will sprout, v'achlu oivechem, your enemies will eat it. Pasuk yudzayin v'nasati fonei bochem, and I will direct my face against you, says the Ribbono shel Olam. V'nigaftem lifnei oivechem, and you'll be struck down before your enemies. V'rodu bochem seinechem, and the people that hate you will be roid of you. Venastem, you'll run away. Ve'ain roideveschem, but really, there's not going to be anybody pursuing you. You can run away for nothing. So Rashi, v'nasati fonai, and I'm going to direct my face. Pnai shali, my attention. Poinani, the Baruch Hu says, I'm going to turn away. Mikol asokai, from all my asokim, lohara lachem, to harm you. Ve'rodu bechem seinechem, those who hate you will be roid of you. What is that to understand? Kimashmo yishtlu bechem, pshat is they're going to rule over you. Agadah Teres Koyinim Parashas. This is the Agadah of Teres Koyinim in this parasha. Afani Yes Ezois Al I to the bunch says we'll do this. Eini Midaber El Ba'af. I'm not going to speak except through rage and anger. V'chein it says the word Af. It says V'alachti Afani Imochim Akeri. Then I too will behave toward you with Keri. With like a certain type of casualness. The bunch says V'fkadeti Aleichem, and I'm going to sign over you. Sheyu Amakis Poiktem Eschem. These plagues will visit you, Mizulazu, from one to the other one. Acher Yishoyne Pekuda Etzlechem, while the first one is still visiting you, Ovi Acher, as mentioned, I'm going to bring another one, Vesmechenela, and put it right next to it. Like Eve says, Lamaisa, he says, Zebov, what's the Lashon over there? I forgot the exact Lashon, but he uses this Lashon over there. That until the first one's finished, the other one's going to come. Behola, panic, Make Amav Helas Etzabrius, this is a plague that panics people. The Ezu, and which plague is this? Zumakas Moisan. This is the plague that's going to bring their death. Esa Shachefes, the wasting away. Yeshlucha Adam, you have a person. There could be a person, Shuchoylu, sick, Umutubamita, and he's bedridden. Ava Basari Shamarlov, but his basar, his flesh, is still preserved upon him. Talmud Loimar, no, teaches you over here, that's not the case. Shachefes, he's going to be wasting away. Shuhu Nishchaf, that he's worn away, teaches you. Oitim Shuhu Nishchaf, sometimes there's a person that he's worn away, Aval Noyach, but he's at ease. Ve'ena makdiach, and he doesn't have fever. This teaches you no Talmud loymar v'es hakadach has no fever. Melame shu makdiach. No, it's going to teach you that he has fever. Oy itim shu makdiach. Sometimes a person has fever. V'savar hu ba'atzma. He thinks sheyichya that he's going to live. Talmud loymar says no. Michalus seinayim. No, it's going to mamish causes death. Oy hu ain't savar ba'atzma. Let's say he thinks he's not going to live sheyichya. Avalacherim svurim. But other people are in the impression sheyichya that he's going to live. This teaches you Talmud Loimar umedivas nafash. This causes everybody else, the other nafashes, to feel this anguish that he's not going to make it. Vizaratim lirik zarachem zoyro. He's going to sow it. Ve'enim etzmachas, but it's not going to sprout. Umayata moi veichim boim va'oichlim. So now, what the enemy is going to come and eat? Umat Talmud Loimar. What does this teach you? Vachlu oivechim, that your enemies will eat. Hoketzer, how's this shayich? It must mean zoyro shon rishoni. He's going to sow it the first year. Ve'enim etzmachas, it doesn't sprout. Shonashni in the second year Matzmachas, it does sprout. Va'oivim boyim, then the enemies come and they find these crops that could supply them. Limei ha-motzer, for the days that they're going to lay siege to the city. V'shebifnim, and those people that are inside the city walls, Mason Berov, they're going to die of starvation, Rachman al-San. Shlei loktu tfu, because they didn't gather all the crops, ashtakit, from the year before. Dovracher nochapshat, uzaratim lirik zarachim, you're going to sow your seed in vain. Keneged abonim ve'abonis akosim medaber. The Torah is speaking over here, referring to the sons and the daughters, sha'ata amil behem, that you toil with them, umagadlam, and you try to raise them. Ve'achet bo, then aveira comes, umachal oisam, and it totally annihilates them. Shenemra, look at the pasuk says, asher tipachti, those who I cared for, v'ribisi, and I nurtured them, oivichila, my enemy has totally annihilated them. V'nosati fonai bachem, and I'm going to direct my face, like it says, batoiva, about the good that Hashem is going to do to Klal Yisrael, to Mekayim the mitzvahs, ufanisi aleichem, I will turn to you, kach nema bero. So too it says about the evil. V'nosati ponai, I'm going to direct my face to you. Moshli, moshal melech. Chazal said this is a moshal to Hashem when he's compared to a king. She'omer lavodav, he says to his slaves, poinani, I turn away mikol asaka for anything that concerns me. Ve'oisakani emochem, I'm totally going to concern myself with you. Lero, to punish you for your bad. V'negaftem lefnei yoivechem, you're going to be struck down before your enemies. She'yamoves hoirigeschem, death or an epidemic is totally going to kill you. Mimifnim, from the inside, in the walls of your city that's been sieged. While your enemies are going to totally surround you from the outside, those who hate you will you. I'm not going to have those people that rise up to hate that hate you except from the ones are amongst you. When the nations of the world stand against Klal Yisrael, they seek only what's out in the open. Shenemer, like it says, v'hoyim zoral Yisrael. It'll be that Klal Yisrael will sow. V'olam midyon v'amolek v'nekedem v'goyimer. The midyon and molek and the people of the east are going to come up. V'yachnu aleim, and they're going to encamp against them. V'yashchisu es yivul ha'aretz. Then they're going to destroy the crop of the land. Avol b'shosh ha'amed aleichem. But the time that I'm going to let them, those who hate you, arise against you, mikem uvachem, they're going to be from among your very selves. Hey, mechapsim achamat moynis shalachem, they're going to search for your hidden treasures. Chenu oimer, it says, vasher ochlu sher ami, and those who ate the flesh of my people. Va'oiram me'aleim hifshit v'goyim, and they stripped their flesh from among them. Venastem, you're going to run away, you're going to flee, mipnei eima, because you're going to be terrorized. Vein roideveskam, nobody's going to be pursuing you. Mibli koyach, because they don't have, there's no strength over there. It's a lack of strength. Pasuk yudches. Ve'im adeile. Zot ribayne shaloylom. And if during these loisishmu li, you're not going to listen to me, you're not going to heed my voice. Ve'yasafti li yasra eschem sheva al chataseichem. The Rebbeinu says, I'm going to increase tormenting you. And seven times for your averis. So Rashi, vim adele, and if during these, vim ba'oid eila aleichem, and while these tzoros are upon you, leisishmulu, you're not going to listen to me. V'yasafti, I'm going to increase oid yisurim achreim, other yisurim. Sheva al chateseichem, seven for your averis. Sheva peronios, seven punishments al sheva averis for seven averis. Amuris lamaila that we mentioned before. Pasuk yutes, v'shavarti es ga'oin uschem, I'm going to break the pride of your koyach, your might. V'nasati es shemeichem kabarzel, I'm going to make your heavens, your shemaim, like iron. V'es artzichem kanachusha, and your land like copper. Zakrashi Vishavarti is going to Uschem. I'm gonna break the pride of your might. Ze Beis HaMikdash. This refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Chen Weimer, it says, Hinni Mechalis Mikdashi. Here, behold, I'm going to defile my Mikdash. Go'oin Uschem, which is the pride of your might. V'nasati es Shemeichem Kabarzav es Arzachem Kanachusha. I'm going to make your Shemaim, your heavens, like iron, and your land like copper. Zu Koshem Yishal Moshe. This Oinish is much harsher than the one that Lemaisa, by the Klolos, that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Sheshamu Weimer, over there it says, V'hayushamecho Asher Al Roishcho. The heavens that are over your head, nechoshes, they'll be copper. Sheyu hashamayim mazin, because in this klola that Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned, he said the shamayims are going to sweat, meaning it's going to bring forth moisture. Kederach shanechoshes mazin, just like copper sweats when there's a condensation of moisture at the surface of the copper. The aretz ain't a mazia, but the land is not going to sweat. It's not going to become moist. Kederach she'ena barzel mazia, just like iron doesn't sweat. V'mishamer is periseo, and the land is going to preserve its fruits. Avulkan, but over here hashamayim lo yimizim, and over here the shamayim are not going to sweat. Kederach she'ena barzel mazia, just like iron doesn't sweat. V'echoyer v'boilim, there's going to be drought in the world. V'aretz tei mazia, and the land is going to sweat. However, just like copper sweats, v'hima bedes perisel, it's going to destroy its fruits. And then zok tevaiter v'sam l'rikoychachem, and then your koyach, your strength, will be spent in vain. V'loisitein artzachem es yivula, and your land will not give its produce. V'eitza oretz, and the tree of the land loyitein piryoy, will not give its fruits. Zok Rashi v'sam l'rikoychachem, your strength will be spent in vain. Hare Adam Shleyamo, a person who didn't was not Amal, he didn't toil. Shle Chorash, he didn't plow. Shle Zorah, he didn't sow. Shle Nikesh, he didn't weed. Shle Chosach, he didn't clear the land away. Shle Odar, he didn't hoe. Ubishasa Kotzer, in the time of the harvest, Boshi Dofoin, this storm comes, Umalko Isin, it strikes him. Embekachlun, this is not considered a punishment, it's nothing. Aval Adam Shaamal, but a person who toiled. V'chorash and he plowed, v'zora and he sowed, v'nikesh and he weeded, v'kosach and he cleared the land, v'odar and he hoed, v'oshidofen, and then this shidofen, this storm comes. U'malko isen, it strikes him, hareishinov shel zekeyes, so this person's teeth, they're like grinding. Pshat is he has geferluch of suffering. V'leisitein artzachem es yivula, your land will not give off its produce, af mashata moivulo, even what you give to it, b'shasa zoro, at the time of that you're sowing. The Eitz Aris and the tree of the land, Afilum in Aris, even from the land, Yeloki will be stricken. Shlo Yachnet Peroisov, because it will not ripen its fruits, Beshasa Chanot, at the time of the ripening season. Lo Yitain, it will not give Mishamesh Lemaila, it goes for the word before it. Ulamat, and the word after it. A'etz, it's going for the tree, which says it before, Ve'apri, and also on the fruit, which follows it, goes afterwards. So it's going Lemaila and Lemata. Layitin, period, it's not going to give its fruit. Kishumafra, when it does produce its fruit, Mashir Peroisov, it's going to drop its fruit to the ground, and it's going to be not, and whatever's going to be on the ground is not going to be Roy for Achilo. Haresh Tei Kolos, there are two curses. Vayeshkan Sheva Peronius, and Lamaisi have seven punishments over here. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vim Teil Chuimi Keri, and if you're going to continue, you're going to behave with me in a Keri Dicka manner, in a casual way with me. Vlay Soyvu Lishmoyali, and you're going to refuse to listen to me. V'yosafti aleichem mako sheva kechateseichem. Then Benjamin says, I'm going to give you a further blow, seven, like all your averes. Vos meintos v'mteilchuim ibikeri, if you're going to behave in a casual manner with me. Rabbi Seinu Amri Chazal say, aroi, this means, keri means a lashon of casual. B'mikra, by chance. She'ena elu leprokim, which means something that happens only sometimes. Kein teilchu arai, so too you can behave with me in this manner. B'mitzvahs, doing my mitzvahs. Menachem Pirish, Menachem and Stroik says Lashon Meniyo, it's a Lashon of holding back. Chein Hoikar, in the Lashon Hoikar Raglecha, it says hold back your foot. Chein, the word Yikar, in the Pasuk Yikar Ruach, which literally means that he withheld his spirit. What does it mean? Someone doesn't give into his emotions. The Kor of Lashon Zeh, this Lashon that Menachem uses is close to the Targum Shel Unkelis. This is what Unkelis translated it. Lashon Koishi, it's a Lashon of hardness. Shemakshim libam, they harden their hearts. Limana, told themselves back, miskar v'loy, from bringing themselves close to me. Sheva kechatei seichem, seven times like your averus. Sheva peronius acheirus, seven other punishments. But mispar sheva, which is going to add up to seven. Kechatei seichem, like your averus. Pasuk chav beis, vishlachti vochem eschai es asode. I will send the beasts of the sada of the field against you. Veshikla eschem, and it will cause you to be childless. Rahman al-Islam. Vechrisa es behemtachon, and it's totally gonna exterminate your behemoths, your cattle. Vehimita eschem, and it's gonna diminish your number. Venashim udarchechem, and your drachim, your roads, will become totally desolate. Dr. Ashi, Vishlachti, I will send Lashon Geirah. This is, Benjamin means, says it's a Lashon I'm going to incite. Vishikla Eschaim, it's going to be review. Ein li elo chayim shakeles. You might think that it's Dafka, a Vildachaya, Shadarka Bachach, that's its nature to do this. Behema, but it's a domestic animal, Shadarka Bachach, that's not its way. Minayin, how do we know that's going to attack you also? Rahman al Islam. Tamid Loimar, it says, Vishain Behema Sashalichbom. And I'm going to send the tooth of these animals, the domestic behemoths, against you. Hareshtayim, now we know these are two oinshim. Vishlachti bachem eschayis asode. Uminayin. Shetehem imisam ben yishichos. How do you know it's going to kill with its bite? Talmud Loimer says, imchama zoichli offer. With the venom of those that slither around on the ground. Mo elu noishkin, just as these snakes, they bite umimisam and they kill. Afelu, so to these wild animals. Noishkin umimisam, they bite and they kill. There were years Beretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael Chamor Noishechum Emes, when a donkey bites and it kills someone, a roid Noishechum Emes, or a wild donkey bites and kills, and so you see over there that there were times when there was this tame donkey was just as deadly as the wilder one. So you see that even the tame animals could become wild. V'shikla Eschem Elu Aktanim, these are the Ketanim. Rachman Otslam Yibanishim is going to bereave a person of. V'chris Es Behemtechem, it's going to exterminate all the behemoths mi bachutz, on the outside. Vemita eschem mi befnim, and it's going to diminish your number on the inside. Venashamu darchechem, and your roads will become desolate. Shvilim gedoilim, these are big, major trails. Ushvilim ketanim, and the smaller ones, the smaller roads. Hare sheva peronius, you see, these are seven punishments. Shen behema, this is the tooth of the animal. Veshen chaya, the tooth of the chaya. Chama zoichli offer, that's the venom of those snakes that slither around on the ground. Veshikla, and Benjamin says, I'm going to bereave you, v'chris, and I'm going to exterminate you, v'mita, and I'm going to diminish you, v'noshamu, and your roads will become desolate, which equals up to seven. Pasuk Chav Gimel, v'im be'eile loisi vasruli, and vayte, if despite all these things, you're not going to come back to me, the Benjamin says, v'lech tamim mikeri, and you're going to still continue in your behaving in your casual manner. It's like, Rashi, loisi vasruli, loshu ve'lai, to do tshuva to me, then v'alachti afini mochim b'keri. The Bnei Shem says, I'll behave towards you with this carry, with this casualness also. V'kesi eschem, and I'll strike you gam oni, even me. Sheval chatesechen, seven ways for your averus. Pasuk of hey ve'vesi aleichem cherev nekemes nikam bris. I'm going to bring upon you a sword that's going to take nekamba from you of the bris that you were made for. V'nesaftem el areichem, and you'll be gathered into your cities. V'shilachti dever b'soichichem, and I'm going to send a dever, a pestilence among you. V'netatem b'yad oyev, and you're going to be given over to the hands of the oyvim, of the enemies. So Rashi nekam bris v'yesh nakam, then there's another lashon of nekama she'ena b'bris, which has nothing to do with the bris. K'derech shar nekamas, like the other nekamas. V'zeh simoy einov shel tzidkiyo, this was the blinding of the eyes of tzidkiyo. Davar achar, another pshat, nekam bris, the vengeance of this bris, nikmas brisi, this is the vengeance of my bris, asher avartam, that you violated, you went against the Bnei Shem's covenant. Kol avoyos cherev shemikra, anytime it says, it's a lashon of bringing of a sword, he milchemes chayolos oivim, this is a war with the armies of all their enemies. Ven asaftem, you'll be gathered minachutz, from the outside, el teicharim, into the inside of the cities, mifnei amotze, because of the siege. Vishilachti dever besoichichem, and I'm going to send this dever amongst you. Dever, and by means of this plague, v'netatem b'yad oivim, you're going to be given over into the hands of your enemies. Hatzorim aleichem, who besiege you. V'she'ein melin en mesameis, you're not going to leave a dead body overnight, b'Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. V'k'she'ein moitzi en mesameis, I'm going to take out this dead body, l'kovroi, to bury it, nitanem b'yad oivim, then it's going to be given over into the hands of the enemy. Pasuk choft vav, b'shivri lochem matei lechem, when I break for you this stick of bread. V'ofu eser noshim lachmachem besanur echod, and then 10 women will bake your bread in the same oven. V'shivu lachmachem b'mishkol, and they will bring back your bread by weight. Vachaltem, you're going to eat, v'leisis bo, and you're not going to be satisfied. So, Rashi, mata lechem, the stick of bread, loshen mishan, mata means a loshen of something that supports you. K'moy mata yoiz, like the pasuk says, a stick of strength. B'shivri lechem mata lechem, and I'm going to break for you the stick of bread. Eshbar lechem, I'll break for you kol misad v'oichel, anything that sustains you, any food that will give you nourishment. V'mchitzei rov, these are the arrows of hunger that the Ibn Shem sends. The offu eser noshim lach mechem etaner echa, 10 women will break your bread in the same oven. Mechoyser eitzim, because there's a lack of wood, they don't have wood. Veishivu lach mechem ba mishkal, and they're going to bring back your bread by weight. Shetehei hatfu in their keves, the grain is going to rot. Venasis pasni foilis, and it's going to become crumbly bread. Mishtaberes betaner, and it's going to break apart in the oven. Vein yoishvis, these 10 women will sit. Veshoiklis es hashvarm, they're going to weigh the broken pieces. Li lokeim beineim, lechalkam beineim, to divide it amongst themselves. V'achaltem v'loisis bo, and you're going to eat and not be filled. Zuhi me'eru, this is a curse, b'soicha mi'ayim, in the insides of a person's body, that doesn't give him satisfaction, that he eats from the food. B'lechem, which is negeya, bread. Arei sheva parani is vaita, there's another 7 punishments. Cherev, sword, matzer, a siege. Dever, this plague. Shever matelechem, this is the breaking the stick of bread. Choyser eitz, in the lack of wood. Pasni poilis, and the bread crumbling. Me'eru b'me'ayim, and the curse in the insides of a person. Venetatem, and you're going to be given over into the hands of an enemy. Einam in a minion is not counted amongst this cheshbon. He a cherev, because this is already the cherev that was already mentioned, the sword that was already mentioned. Pasuk Chof Zayin. Vim bezois leisishmu li, and if despite this he's still not going to listen to me, v'alachta mimi carry, and you're going to continue vaita with your carry with casualness. Says, I'm going to behave towards you with gefirlich anger of casualness. And I am going to be miyasir you and give you surim, even me, 7 ways for your averis. And you're going to eat the flesh of your sons, Rahman al-Slan, and the flesh of your daughters you will eat. Pasuk Lamed. Vishmadati es bamoisechem, and I'm going to destroy your high places. Vichrati es chamanechem, and I'm going to totally decimate all the images that you made out of the sun to worship Avodah Zarah. Vinosati es pigrechem al pigre gilulechem, and then I'm going to put your dead bodies upon the dead bodies of your Avodah Zarahs. Vigoala nafshi eschem, and my nefesh benjamin says is totally going to reject you. So, Rashi bamoisechem, your high places, migdolim, these are the towers of Iranios and castles. Chamanechem, these images that you made out of the sun. Min avodah zarah was a type of idol. Shemamidim alagagas, they put it on their roofs. Val shem shemamidim mechama, because they put them in the sun. Kruim chamanim, they're called these sun images. Venasati es pigrechem, I'm going to put your dead bodies. Tefuchei rov for you, they were swollen from hunger. Umoitziyim yir olsam, they would take out their getchkas, their avodah zarah's mechekam, from their laps. Umanashkim oisim, they would kiss it. Ukraisim nifkas, and then their bellies would burst. Venoifalle, then the over the avodah zarah would fall onto the getchka. V'goalo nafshi eschem, and my nefesh is going to reject you. Zesilu shchina, this is when the shchina is going to totally depart from you. Pasuk lamed aleph, v'nasati esareichim chorbo, then I'm going to put your cities to ruin. V'yashim oisi es mikdashaychem, and I'm going to make your mikdashos desolate. And I'm not going to smell your satisfying aromas. So, I'm going to put your cities to ruin. You might think that's going to be barren of inhabitants, of people. It says, I'm going to make the land desolate. It's talking about a person. So, what about you with the pasuk chorba, which means to ruin? Meaning it's going to be empty of even people who pass through it. I'm going to make your sanctuaries and your mikdashim desolate. Yochum in a kabanas, you might think it's from Lagabi kabanas. When it says I'm not going to smell your reich nichoyach, it's talking about kabanas. Hamani mekayim, what are you going to do with this pasuk? This means it's going to be desolate from throngs of people. Shiyori shal Yisrael, caravans of Klal Yisrael. Shoy miskatres, that they would prepare themselves with noyadois, and they would meet Lovisham to come to the base of Migdosh. Hare Sheva Paraniyois. Vaita, you see the 7 punishments. Achilas Basar Banamuvanois, they eat the flesh of their sons and daughters. Vashmadas bamois, and the destruction of all their high places. Aresh time is two. Krisas chamanim, cutting down these sun images. Ein kamperonius, this is not a punishment. It's not counted in this cheshbon of seven. El al yedei hashmadas abrionius, through the banishment of destroying all the castles. Yiplu achamanim shabirash agagas, memelu, these images of the sun will on the roof will fall. Vikereis, and they'll be cut down. When Asatis Pigrechim Vagoyman, I'm going to put your dead bodies. Hare Shalish, that's three. Siluk Shechina, the Shechina departs. Arba, that's four. Churban Orim, the destruction of the cities. Shimemoy Mikdash Min Agududiyos, and then the desolation of the Beis Hamikdash from the throngs of people that came there. Vlariach Karbonois, and I'm not going to smell the Karbonois. Hare Sheva, that's seven. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vashi Moisi Ani Esa Oretz, and I'm going to make the land desolate. And your enemies who dwell upon it will be desolate. I'm going to make the land desolate. This is a good midah for the Klal Yisrael. This is a benefit for Klal Yisrael. The enemies will not find nachas ruach, any geshmak ba'artzam in Klal Yisrael's land. It's going to be totally desolate of its inhabitants. And that's what might happen at Churban HaBayis. It was totally desolate for hundreds of years.
Yeah, look at it now.
Yeah,
wants it.
You had a whole bunch of Bedouins there. Even then, all is there, you know.
I'm saying, but now that we moved in, everyone wants it. So it's saying, you see how when we weren't together, they didn't want it.
Right.
When we are together, they do.
They
want
dafka
it.
Want it, because if you see, it's Klai, that's Eretz Yisrael. It belongs to part of Klai Yisrael. That's the vote. Very good. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ve'eschem Ezor Vagoyim, and you, I will separate among the goyim the nations. Vari Koisi Achareichem Choriv, and I will empty the sword after you. And your land will be desolate. And your cities will be put to ruin. And you I will separate among the goyim, the nations. This is a harsh midah. When at a time when the inhabitants of a certain country are exiled to another place, to one place, Royim says that they see one another. And mele they have, they're comforted. Yisrael Nizru, but Klai Yisrael was separated, Kavamizra, like with a winnowing basket. Ka'odam Azari Sarim, like a person who winnows barley. Benofa, with a sifter. Vein Achas Mehem, Devuka Bechavata, not one is stuck to the other one. So it's in Gansin separated. Vari Koisi, I will empty you, Kesheshoylev Acher, when Ibn Shem draws out his sword, Misroikim Anadon, the sheath that the sword was in is emptied. Umidroshe, the Medrash says, Aricher, Van Ishmetis Achreichem, the sword which will go after you, meaning that to run after you. It's not going to return quickly. Like a person who pours, spills out water. And it's not destined to come back, meaning the water is never going to come back to the container. Your land will be desolate. You're not going to come back into it quickly. And because of that, your cities will be put to ruin. It'll seem that it's ruined to you. When a person goes into Golos, from his house, from his vineyard, from his city, and in the end he's going to come back. It's Keilu, his kerem, his vineyard, and his house are not ruined. Then the land will appease its the years of Shemitah, during all the years of its desolation. Kol Yemei Hosham, all the years that it was desolate. V'atem be'eretz aveichem, while you were in the land of your enemies. Oz tishpas zahoretz v'hirtzos es shapseser. Then the land will rest, and it will make the years of Shemitah appeasing. Zot Rashi, oz tirtzo, then the land will appease. Tefayis es kasa mokim, it'll appease the anger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shekos al Shemitah say, got angry, lagabi the Shemitah years. V'hirtzos lamelech, and es shapseser, it's going to appease the king about the Shemitah. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Kol Yemei Hoshama Tishbois, all the days of its being desolate, it will rest. Eis Asher Leishav So B'Shapsei Seichem B'Shiftechem Aleh, whatever it didn't rest during your Shemitah years when you lived up in Eretz Yisrael, the years that they were Mevatel the Shemitah, those 70 years. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Rashi, Kol Yemei Hoshama, all the days of its being desolate, Loshon Hei Osais, this is a Loshon of Hei Osais, meaning what's meant to say also is it's a lashon nifal apidiktuk. What's meant to us? It's passive. Umem dogish. The letter mem, it has a dogish in it. Mokem kefil shmama, because it's in place of, let's say, a double mem in the word of shmama. So Meilir HaHoshamo, there's a dogesh in the mem. Esasher Loi Shof, so whatever didn't rest. Shivim Shana, the 7 years shall Golos Bavel, of Golos Bavel. Hayuk Hain, Hayuk Neged, Shivim Shnois HaShemitah. These were the next, they corresponded to the 70 years of Shemitah. The Yovel and Yovel Shahoyu Bashanim, which took place in the years Shechis Yisrael, Ba'artzim, that Klai Yisrael got Ribbono Shel Olam angry in their land, of Fnei HaMakom. What was that total of Arba Meis Shloishim Shana, 430 years? Shloish Meis V'Tishim, 390 years. Hayu Shnei Avonim, were the years of their Averis. Meshenichnus L'Oretz, when they came into their land of Eretz Yisrael, at Shegolu Aseres HaShvatim, until the 10 Shvatim went into Golus. Uvnei Yehuda and the Shevet Yehuda Chisu Lefanov, they got Ribbono Shel Olam angry Aborim Shana for 40 years. Mishagolu Aseres HaShvatim, from the time that Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus. At Chorvas Yerushalayim, until the destruction of Yerushalayim. Hushanem Rabbi Yecheskel, that's what it says in Yecheskel. Ve'ato shechav al tzitcha, and you lie on your side, on your left side, tzitcha smoli v'goymer. V'chiliso eseila, and you should complete these. V'shechav al tzitcha yemoni v'goymer, and then you shall lie on your right side. V'nasas es avoyin beis Yehuda, then you shall bear the avera of the beis Yehuda, the house of Shevet Yehuda, arboim yom for 40 days. V'nevu azu, this nevu and Rabbi Yecheskel was set to Yecheskel, Bashana Hamishis Legolus Amelch Yoachim, the fifth year of the Golus of Amelch Yoachim. Va'oid also Sheishanim, and then they had another 6 years in the land of Eretz Yisrael, at Golus Tzidkio, until the Golus of Tzidkio, who was the last king of Shevet Yehuda. Harei Arboim Vashesh comes out Lamaisad with 46 years of Averis during the period of time from the Golus of Aseres HaShvatim until the Golus of Yehuda. Vim Toimer, maybe you'll say Shnois Menashe, the years of Menashe, who was a Russia, who ruled over of Yehuda after Golus of Aseres HaShvatim, Chamishim Chameshayu, he lived for 55 years, his reign was. How could 40 years that Yehuda angered Hashem, how could it be 40 years after the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim? Teretz is Menashe, also Tshuva. Menashe did Tshuva. Shloishim V'Shaloshana for 33 years. V'chol Shnois Rishay, all the years of his Rishus, Esim Mishtaim, only add up to 22. K'moisha Amru, like they said, like the Chazal saying, Agadas Chelik in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph. V'shel Amoin Shtaim, and then the years of Amoin who came after Menashe were 2 years. V'achas Esrei Le'yoyokim, and 11 years of Yoyokim, who is also Yoyokim, who came after Amoin. U'kenegdan L'tzitkiyo, corresponding to the number of 11 for the years of Tzitkiyo who followed Yoyokim, or Yoyokim. Tzeivech Ashoiv, go out and make a chesh bin la'arba me'ya izu shloishim b'shei shana, 436 years. Shemitin v'yovel shebehem, how many years of Shemitin yovel among them? V'hem sheish esrei l'me'ya, there's 16 for every 100 years. Arba esrei shemitim, comes out 14 shemitah years. U'shnaim yovels and 2 years of yovel. Harei la'arba me'ya shana, for 400 years. Shishim v'arba, there's 64 shemitah and yovel years. The Shloishim v'shei shana, for the 36 years after the 400, Chamei Shemitahs, there are 5 Shemitahs. Harei Shivim Chaser Echaz, so it comes out to 69. Va'oid Shana Yisera, in an extra year. Shenichnasa b'Shemitah, that entered the Shemitah year. That came a new, it started a new Shemitah cycle. Hamasham Lemes L'Shivim, that comes up to 70 year of Shemitah years and Yovel that were not kept. Va'leim, and that Cheshvin Nigza Shivim Shana Shleim, there were 70 complete years of Golos. Chenu Oimer, it says, B'divrei Yomim, in Adiv Yom it says, "Ad rotisa oris es shabsay seva goyim, until the land that appeased it the years of its rest." Lemalis shivim shana, to compensate for those 70 years that there were mevatel the shmitas and the yovels. Pasuk lamed vov. Pasuk lamed vov. There are four. How many more pasukim? No, it ends at pasuk mem vov over here. Pasuk lamed vov. Vanisharim b'chem, and the ones that survivors, the survivors that are among you, ve'vesi moirich b'levavam, I'll bring moirich means intimidation into their hearts. Ba'artzei soivehem, in the lands of their enemies. Ve'rodaf oisam, and ve'rodaf oisam koil ola nidof, and the sound of a rustling leaf will run after them, will pursue them. Ve'nosu menusas cherev, and they're going to flee the flight of a sword. V'naflu, they're going to fall. Vein roidev, but there's not nobody chasing them. So Rashi v'vesi moirich, I'm going to bring this intimidation. Pachad, it means fright. V'roich levov, and softness of their heart. Mem shel moirach yisoid noifelhu, the mem of moirach falls off. K'may mem shel moir, just like the word moir in a fixed time, fixed, which means a yomtiv. V'shel moikish, or moikish, which means a sneer. V'nosu menusas cherev, and they're going to feed a flight of a sword. K'ilu roitvim, as if these pursuers, hoigim oisim, are killing them. All a need of like a rustling leaf, Sharuach doichvei, the wind pushes it, makeyo al ola achra, and hits it against another leaf. Mekashkesh, and it rattles. Umoitzi koil, and it makes a sound. V'chein targumei, the targum says, kal tarpo de shokif, the sound of a rustling leaf. Loshen chavoto, the shokif means it's a loshen of knocking. Kemei shadufes kodim, like it says, the targum ulka says over there, shakifon kidum, beaten by the wind from the east wind. V'hu l'shoin mashkif, the shokif and shakifim have come from the word mashkif, which is the top of the door, lintel. Mekoyim chavotas adelas, that's where the door bangs against the top, the doorpost. V'chein, it says, targum eshel chabura, the targum ulka says, when it says bruise, it's mashkoifim, means a knocking. Pasuk lamed zayin. V'choshlu ish ba'achiv, and then they will stumble, each man over his brother. Kibipnei cherev, as if it was before a sword. V'roi defoyim, but there's nobody chasing them. V'loisi alachem tekum lefnei aveichem, and they will not have the power, the koyach, to withstand their enemies. It's like Rashi, v'choshlu ish ba'achiv, and they're going to stumble each man over his brother. Kishe yirutzu lanas, when they're going to try to run to escape, yikoshlu zebezeh, they're going to stumble over one another. Ki yibo'alu larutz, because they're going to run in a confused manner. Ki v'pnei cherev, ki ilu borchim milifnei aghorgim, it's ki ilu they're running away from killers. Shei bilvovam pachad, they're going to have this preferlich of fright in their heart. V'chol shos svurm, they always think, she'odam roitim, someone's running after them. U'midrashi, the Medrash says, v'choshlu ish b'chachiv, they're going to stumble each man over his brother, zeh nichshal b'avoyin ishal zeh, one's going to be nichshal stumble over the aver of the other one. Shekol Yisrael arevim zeh lezeh, because Kol Yisrael or guarantors for the other one. So if anybody asks in this week's parasha where it says, Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lezeh, Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Okay? Pasuk Lamed Ches, Fimu Psukim, v'avadetem b'goyim, you'll be lost among the nations, v'ochle eschem eretz aveichem, and the land of your enemies will consume you. So Rashi, v'avadetem b'goyim, Keshetiu pezurim, when you're going to be scattered, tiu avudim zemizeh, you're going to be lost from one another. Va'ochla eschem, the land of your enemies will consume you. Elo amesim begoyla, these are the ones who die in galus. Pasuk lamet tes. Vanishorim bachem yimaku ba'avoinom ba'artzei seveichem. Because of their averoids, the ones that the remnants, the ones that are left over, will disintegrate in the lands of your enemies. And because of the sins of their forefathers that's with them as well, they will disintegrate. Because of the avarice of the forefathers that are with them, when the sins of their zaydis are with them, it means when they continue in the veridical way of their grandfathers, they're going to disintegrate. Loshen hamos is a loshen of dissolving. In the same way it says, it will dissolve. V'chamayu, the word timakna, it says timakna b'chayreim, it will dissolve in their sockets. Nomaku chaburoisai, the word nomaku means my wounds will moldered. Same lotion of yimaku. Pasuk mem. V'hisvadu es avoinom, they will say vidu, they will confess about their averus v'savoinom, voisam, and the averus of their forefathers. B'malom asher molubi, with the treachery which they betrayed against me. The afasher holchi mi bekeri, and also what they have behaved with me towards me, the Baruch Hashem says, in a casual manner. Pasuk mem aleph afani elchi mam bekeri, I will also behave towards them with this casualness. Ve'avesi oisam be'eretz oyveim, and I'm going to bring them to the land of their enemies. Oy oz yikon alavavam aoral, because maybe perhaps then their unfeeling hearts will be humbled. Ve'oz yirtzu es avoinam, and then they'll gain appeasement for their averus. Zok Rashi. I'll bring them. I myself, Avim, will bring them. Zumi the Toiv, this is a benefit for Klal Yisrael. They're not going to say, Hoyle Vagolina, since we went into exile, Bein Umas amongst the Goyim, Nasakim Asim, we'll do like them. Ani Eini Manich, the Vengeance says, I'm not going to let them do this. Elo Maimin Ani Es Nevi, I'm going to send my Neviim. Umachzirim, they're going to make them do tshuva, Lachtachas Knofay, under my Knofay, my wings. Shenemrat says, Va'oila al Ruchachem, this which enters your mind, Hoyu. It will not be. Chayani, and I live, as I live. If not by the strong hand, Benjamin says it's not going to happen. I'm not going to let you do that. Perhaps then their unfeeling hearts will be humbled. The word oi, it says oi noida kishor nagachu. It's used as in the same pasuk. If it was known that he was not a ox that gores, im ozikana oi ozikana is like im ozikana ulai. Maybe Shema ozi kon alvavam v'goymer. Maybe, perhaps, their unfeeling hearts will be humbled then. Vos yirtzu es avoinam, then they will gain appeasement for their averus. Yichapru avoinam, they're going to atone for their averus b'sureim through all the suffering that they have. Pasuk membeis. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. And I will remember the bris with Yaakov. V'af es brisi Yitzchok. And also the bris with Yitzchok. V'af es brisi Avraham. And also the bris with Avraham. Esker, I will remember. V'yoritz esker. And I will remember the land. Zakrashi, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. I'm going to remember the bris of Yaakov. B'chamisha mekoyim is in five places. Nichtav Mali. Yet the name Yaakov is written with an extra vav. V'liyo chaser. And Eliyo is missing a vav. B'chamisha mekoyim is in five places. Yaakov not al ois mishmoy shel Eliyo. Yaakov took a letter from the name of Eliyo, a rovain as a mashkan, as a security. Sheyavoy v'yivaser geulas bonav, that Eliyo is going to come and bring in the geula and tell them the news of the geula of Bnei Yaakov of Klal Yisrael. Zacharti es brisi Yaakov. Loma nimnu achiranis. Why were they listed in a backwards order, in a reversed order over here? Kloimar, to say, Kedayu Yaakov akotn lakach. Yaakov, the youngest of the avos, alone is sufficient that Klal Yisrael should be redeemed in his chus. V'meino kedai, and if it's not enough, hare Yitzchok imoy. So now we have Yitzchok with him. V'meino kedai, if that's not enough, hare Avram imoy. Avram is also Yishu kedai, who's definitely sufficient that you could be Saimich on. V'lom alay nemru zechir b'Yitzchok. Why doesn't it say zechir l'gabi Yitzchok? Elo, afrei shel Yitzchok. Nearly, the ashes of Yitzchak is near lefani, appears before me, tzavar, gathered up, umunach al mizbeach, and it's placed on the mizbeach. So that's the schus of the akedah. Pasuk mem gimel, v'yaretz teyazav mehem, the land will be bereft of them, v'siretz es shapseisel, and it will be appeased for all its teshmita years, v'hoshamo mehem, that has become desolate of them, v'em yirtzu es avoinam. And then they're going to gain this. The Baruch Hashem is going to be appeased for their averus. V'miyirtzu es avoinam yan uveyan b'mishpotai moasu, because indeed this is retribution for having rejected all my chukim, my mishpotim. V'eschukoisai gol anafshom, and this that my chukim, that their ruach totally rejected. They didn't listen to the Baruch Hashem. So the Rashi yan uveyan. As a retribution, gemul uva gemul. This means a compensation. Asher ben mishpatay masu, because they rejected my mishpatim, so mele, this is going to be their oynish. Pasuk memdalid ve'af gam zois. But also, even though there is this, the yoisim beretzay ve'em, while they're in the land of their enemies, lo yimi astim, I will not have been disgusted by them. I'm not going to be rejected by them, lachaloisem, to totally obliterate them, lahofer brisi, to annul my bris that I had with them, itam, with them, ki ani Hashem lekechem, because I am Hashem, their God. So Rashi, v'af gam zois, v'af, afilo ani yoisi imon, even if I do to them, zois aperoni, is this punishment that Shemarti that I said, be yoisim beretzavim, while they're in the land of their enemies, lo yamosim, I'm not going to bore them, lachaloisem, to totally destroy them, and obliterate them. Lahofer brisi asher itam, and to annul the bris that is with them. Pasuk memhei v'zacharti lehem bris rishonim, and I'm going to remember for them the bris of their forefathers. Asher etzesi yosim eretz Mitzrayim, those the ones that I took out from the land of Mitzrayim. Le'ini agoyim, before the eyes of the goyim. Li yos lehem le'lokim, to be to them as a god. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Zot Rashi bris rishonim shel shvatim, of the shvatim. Pasuk memvav, and with that we finish we get up to Shishi. Eile hachukim v'amishpatim v'atoyrois. These are the chukim, the decrees, mishpatim, and the mishpatim, and the toyrois, and the toyrois asher nosan Hashem beinoyu vein bnei Yisrael, that Hashem gave between himself and Klal Yisrael. Bar Sinai, at Har Sinai biyad Moshe, through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi v'atoyrois. What's the Lashon Torah? It's Lashon Rabbim. Achas Bichsav. This means Torah Shebichsav. V'achas Balpeh. And that's the oral Torah. Magid, this teaches us, Shekulam Nitlu Moshe B'Sinai. It was all given at Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai. Shai Torah Shebichsav. Shai Torah Shebalpeh. Shkoyach, thank you for listening.